The Food and Drug Administration used to be considered the toughest and most cautious drug regulator in the world. But these days, critics worry the agency isn't doing enough to protect Americans from risky bestsellers, such as antidepressants for children and the powerful painkiller Vioxx. NPR's Snigdha Prakash has this report on the debate about the FDA.
The FDA's role in protecting Americans from unsafe prescription drugs begins before a drug comes to market and continues long after. Before a drug can be sold to consumers, a drug maker must do tests to demonstrate that the drug is safe and effective. The FDA then scrutinizes the results of those tests to decide if it should approve the drug for sale. It's a lengthy process and costly to drug makers in more than one way, says Marcia Angel. She is the former editor-in-chief of the New England Journal of Medicine.
The testing of drugs and the FDA approval time comes directly out of the time they have to sell the drug under their monopoly rights. For that reason, they wanted to speed the drugs through the FDA.
In 1992, the drug industry began paying the FDA what are called user fees so that the FDA could hire more people to do that job. Over the next 10 years, the FDA hired 1,000 additional employees for a total of 2,300 to monitor new drugs, thanks to almost $1 billion in user fees from the drug industry. But the job of making sure drugs are safe doesn't end when the FDA approves a new drug. Once a drug goes on sale and is being aggressively marketed, millions of people use it, instead of just the few thousand in the clinical trials. This means that even relatively rare side effects may begin to show up. There's very little money in the FDA budget to keep tabs on drug safety at this stage. Compared to the 2,300 employees who shepherd new drugs to market, there are only about 300 who monitor safety once drugs are on the market. Critics say that just isn't enough. Among them, Raymond Woosley. He's vice president for health sciences at the University of Arizona and was a leading contender for the job of commissioner of the FDA at the start of the Bush administration.
If the only thing on your menu is new drug approval, and that's the only thing people are buying, then you are a new drug review shop. You're not a drug safety agency the way the nation wants.
And needs, says Marcia Angel.
It used to be that when the FDA was the slowest of the agencies, drugs would come into widespread use in Canada and Europe first, and if there were any disasters like thalidomide, you would see it in Europe first.
But now that the FDA is faster than other drug regulators, Angel says,
instead of Europeans being the guinea pigs for us, we are the guinea pigs for them. So any side effects or risks are going to show up here first.
Janet Woodcock, who heads the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research, says the FDA understands very well that monitoring the safety of drugs after they're on the market is critical, particularly because Americans adopt new drugs so quickly and take so many drugs. And she says the agency's critics are wrong to suggest that it isn't doing that part of its job.
I don't think they've been paying attention if they think that we've only been focusing on the new drug review. That is absolutely not the case. Since my tenure at the drug center, we built an entire new drug safety database. We've expanded the way that we work with outside groups to get safety data. We've completely reorganized that office and so forth.
But in the next breath, Woodcock acknowledges that Americans would be even safer if the FDA had more money and people to monitor drugs after they come to market.
I've testified before Congress on this in the past, all right, and so it's no secret that we believe we could do more with more resources.
Drug makers don't want to provide those resources. Once a drug is approved, they'd rather spend their money on promoting it. On Friday, at the end of a week in which an FDA whistleblower and a prestigious medical journal each raised fresh questions about whether the FDA could have done more to protect Americans from Vioxx-induced heart attacks, the agency announced a new safety initiative. It said the Institute of Medicine, a federal advisory body, will now examine the effectiveness of the FDA's drug safety system and see what additional steps could be taken to learn more about the side effects of drugs when they're actually being used. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.